This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Let's dip into Tony Fauci getting grilled by Rand Paul up on the Senate related to what the definition of gain-of-function research is. He's tap-dancing something fierce right now, trying to change the definition. Let's listen in here.
The guidelines are very, very clear that you have to be dealing with a pathogen that clearly is shown and very likely to be highly transmissible in an uncontrollable way in humans, and to have a high degree of morbidity and mortality, and that you do experiments to enhance that, hence the word EPPP, enhanced pathogens of
So when EcoHealth Alliance took the virus, SAC-014, and combined it with WIV-1 and caused a recombinant virus that doesn't exist in nature, and it made mice sicker, mice that had humanized cells, you're saying that that's not gain-of-function research?
According to the framework and guidelines.
So what you're doing is defining away gain of function. No. You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website. This is terrible, and you're completely trying to escape the idea that we should do something about trying to prevent a pandemic from leaking from a lab. There's the preponderance of evidence now points towards this coming from the lab, and what you've done is changed the definition on your website to try to cover your ass, basically. That's what you've done. You've changed the website to try to have a new definition that doesn't include the risky research that's going on. Until you admit that it's risky, we're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
You have to admit that this research was risky. The NIH has now rebuked them. Your own agency has rebuked them. But the thing is you're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain of function.
According to the definition that is currently operable.
Oh, I was going
to
say the same thing again.
You know, Senator, let's make it clear for the people who are listening.
And they're still going here. Listen, keep cranking here. They're still at it.
To support research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
You were in committee a month ago and said you still trust the Chinese scientists and you still support the research over there. You said it a month ago in committee.
Senator Paul, I have allowed Dr. Fauci to respond. You've had your time. I'm going to give him
He's going to be dishonest. He ought to be challenged.
Senator Paul, we will allow Dr. Fauci to respond after you've given accusations like that. Dr. Fauci.
Well, I don't have any more to say except to say that, as usual, and I have a great deal of respect for this body of the Senate, and it makes me very uncomfortable to have to say something, but he is egregiously incorrect in what he says. Thank you.
History will figure that out on its own.
So we will turn to Senator Hassan. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, we've heard enough. Yeah, we've heard enough. See, God bless Rand Paul. He's just going to say, I'm not playing your game. He's caught and he changes the definition of what gain-of-function research is. And Rand Paul puts it into English to say, no. What you did with these mice was to juice the virus. To do an experiment that makes the virus worse.
Scott, you just need to
get over it.
And we funded it. It's an awakening of truth going on, folks.
Listen, labs all over the world, including Wuhan, are building all kinds of nasty bugs for all kinds of countries, including ours. We've got all kinds of nasty bugs going on in some labs around the planet.
Absolutely.
And don't kid yourself.
No, but the issue here is we paid for China to do it without having any security protocols to say, hey, do these people have any idea? Yep. How to make sure that doesn't escape a lab. That's the issue. I mean, you're right, Kevin. This is a function of science. When you're in a lab that you secure, say, okay, let's put up guardrails here because this is dangerous stuff. You know, it'd be like, think of it as a nuclear.
Nothing surprises me on the fact that they're doing it. And also, nothing surprises me on the fact that they were so incompetent that it got out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And thankfully, Rand Paul's doing the same thing. But imagine if you're playing with nukes, and playing is the wrong word. You're doing research on various, you know, nuke bombs. And you're going to do that in a cocoon to say, we're doing this to find out what could be done, what could happen, how it might, you know, jump the shark. But God forbid that ever gets out. Anyway, just thought that little bit of news is worth you hearing firsthand as we crank up another hour of What's on Your Mind. Big question this hour, and I have the whole hour for you to answer this. What is woke? And do you know people in your circle that are woke? Do we know anybody that's actually woke, or is it just stuff we see on TV and you know it when you see it? It's these racial divides that are going on, these riots. Let's define woke. It's a big drag on the left right now. Huge, huge issue. Talk about that today. You call me and tell me your answer to that at 258-0550. James Carville is actually pushing back against this. Diehard liberal, which to me proves my point. James Carville worked for Bill Clinton, right? Part of the whole Bill Clinton
machine.
He was.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much part of that machine and that whole era. That's liberal. All right? That's bleeding heart. And even Bill Clinton was saved really by a huge midterm defeat, which Joe Biden got a little bit early. What'd they do, Kevin? They woke up.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay. We thought this was cradle to grave, tax the crap out of everybody, and fund our social programs. We just got our head handed to us. So let's sign on to welfare reform. And it worked. Now, Team Biden, they're doing exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Tell me your definition of woke. Tell me if you know anybody that's woke. And what is woke? I want to know. I want to get our common sense, what's on your mind viewpoint to this from the great audience of the Northern Plains. Listening on K-Fire 550, AM 1100, The Flag, AM 1090, The Flag, and KLTC, or on whatever app you've downloaded, whatever platform you're listening on. We're just glad you're out there. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Pipers. A couple of auctions just started. Well, one just got underway, another one coming up here at noon. There's two today. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Clay and Norman County land auction underway right now. You can bid online, Pipers.com, Pipers.com, and also Norman County land auction. That gets underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So 10, 11 a.m., the actual location is the courtyard by Marriott, but again, you can bid online. All their auctions are online. Norman County land auction and Clay County land auctions happening right now. Coming up next week, Bowman County, Slope County, 950, Bowman, North Dakota, Slope County is what I was trying to say, 955 acres. Dickey County, 800 acres. Those are next week. All the auctions, equipment, land auctions, Pipers.com, Pipers.com. Listen to James Carville with some common sense here. Again, a liberal, a Clintonista. Here's what he says about the whole woke thing and the wake-up call that came last night, if folks are willing to listen for it.
But what's wrong with this stupid wokeness? All right, don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island. Look at Buffalo. Look at Minneapolis. Even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, this defund the police lunacy to take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. I mean, that people see that. And it's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something. I mean, they're expressing the language that people just don't use. And there's a backlash and a frustration at that. And you're right, suburbanites in northern Virginia, suburbanites in northern New Jersey, you know, pulled away a little bit. Youngkin never ran any ads against Biden. And I think what he did is just let the Democrats pull the pin and watch the grenade go off and on them. And we've got to change this and not be about changing dictionaries and change laws. And these faculty lounge people that sit around mulling about, I don't know what, they're not working. Look what happened in Buffalo. Seattle. I think the Republicans may win a city attorney's race in Seattle. The autonomous zones. Who could even think of something that stupid?
This is coming from a lefty, but guess what? That voice is nowhere in Team Biden.
Oh, no.
No. They're doubling down. They think they didn't do enough.
He's like the line that says, I don't mind a liberal, but the leftist's got to go.
John is on the road going to tell us what is woke. What is woke, John?
Well, I think you know, if you've heard the term postmodernism, it's really one and the same. You've got, it's just a veneer of Marxism, neo-Marxism, and what it is, it's anti-logic, it's anti-factual, anti-history, anti-science. It has to do with that whole postmodernist philosophy. And you take example of what's going on in the cities, particularly the democratically controlled cities, every single one of them.
Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody that's woke, John?
Yeah, I do. You got to realize, there's people here in this state that are woke. Most of them are the old style liberals, but they're.
That have transformed into woke. Hang on, we'll continue. There's other calls waiting to weigh in.
PetroServ USA, low price fuel, great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh, big 28-pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Lex Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServ USA all month long.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Lindell's done it again. Big box stores are canceling him by the day. Shopping channels say, no, not you. Go away. And guess what? We're making up the difference. Who needs the shopping channels? Who needs the big box stores? We, the people, have filled in the gap. And Mike has rewarded us with a give back on the great prices, like this standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And if you want queen or king, similar size discounts, it's great. All the MyPillow products, which you can find at MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com. And there's the MyStore.com. Those are American-made sourced products for about everything you can imagine.
I can confirm that a pair of my slippers have been purchased in the last week for Christmas.
God bless you. God bless you. There you go.
They are fantastic slippers.
Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, anniversary, give the grandkids gift cards.
Holidays are coming.
MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code Scott Everywhere for the good discounts or call 800-506-9028. We're just trying to peel back the onion on this woke stuff today. Why don't you take on that? John is in the middle of a description telling us, you know, people who are woke. But I have a theory that, yes, there are woke individuals that do dot the map in a North Dakota, a South Dakota, a Western Minnesota, Montana, but they're few in number. They're sort of naive liberals who've gone a little astray that, you know, have a knee-jerk reaction, for instance, to a police department and pile on the whole George Floyd thing. But they're not strong in numbers here. They're not. That's why I love living where I live. I can't honestly say I know anybody well that would be woke. I really can't.
I don't think I get it. I know. I don't think a lot of people can, though, brother. It's like I don't think they number in any number anywhere really, but they have really loud voices and really big microphones.
They own the whole media. Vax mandate craziness right now. They own national media. John, continue. You were telling us about the people you know in your circles.
There's people that I know that they want to fit into that. I don't know if they really want to be that, but it's almost like it's fashionable for them. It's almost like, and that's why you see it in the end, just incredibly prevalent in the entertainment industry, you know, the sports and just all of that. That's why, because it's part of this new, they want this new culture, and like I said, it's got nothing to do with logic, science, history, any of that. It's part of this philosophy, and it's an evil philosophy. People use the word woke, but the actual word is postmodernism. That's what this is. And of course, the Wikipedia, the professors from Harvard, you've got people all to write that stuff. You know, if you look at postmodernism, you'll see a definition that's very flattering in some ways, but it's actually one of the most dangerous philosophies this world has ever seen. And while, we don't have that many in this area, I mean, you get outside of here, and you don't have to go very far. I mean, look what's gone on in Seattle, and for God's sake, I have a nephew that's a police officer in Portland. And I mean, the horror stories are, it's like it's another country. I mean, they're looking to ban Kate Brown as an avowed Marxist, for example. And that's what this is. They're using this philosophy that these professors and all of these so-called elitists are cramming this crap down our throat because they have control of the microphone. They have control basically of all media except for Newsmax, Fox News, etc. Other than that, they have control of almost the whole education system. I mean, I even see it in, I mean, there's even, in I live in Rugby, all right? I even see it there with these people. There are people on the school board that don't get this stuff, that don't understand what's going on. They're not bad people, some of them, but they like buying into this. It's almost insanity, some of the philosophies that these people buy into.
And there's a strain, certainly in Fargo. You look back at the riots that piggybacked on the whole George Floyd, craze. There's an element, same thing on the law enforcement. I just think, fortunately, it's a minority. But also, everybody gets a trophy? Is that wokeism?
Oh, yeah.
Probably should be.
I think that applies, yeah. Good timeouts, no more discipline, emotions.
The whole relativism, if you feel good, do it. No rules is a strain of it. You know?
Discipline, yep. Yeah. Can't spank anymore, can't have that.
Good conversation, John. Thank you for that. Fred and Wing's got another. Is Wing woke? Fred, is Wing gone woke?
No, probably not.
Well, as many geese as were here this week, I'll give you a story that showed there's many woke people out here, woke goose hunters. Let me tell you a story how this works.
All right,
you got postmodern geese and you got postmodern hunters. Well, let's call them. And they're out there, and they got their decoys set up. But here comes the geese in, like they did around Wing here last week. They come in here, and on one side of the hill, you got a woke hunting party. And on the other side, you don't have a woke hunting party. The only difference is when the first goose comes through, they say, the woke party says, all you young guys out here, you don't shoot. Let that first one come through, and we'll get the whole flock. We'll fill our limit on the rest of them. Now, the guys on the other side of the hill, they shoot that first goose that comes through. Oh, my God, we did a good job on him. They get one. And then it's just a good show that if you're woke, you can get do a lot of damage. If you're not woke, you ain't that dangerous. But we need to be, we're the geese, though. And we need to be woke to their wokeness or else we're going to get shot. And you can call it postmodernism. Postmodernism, you know, it's kind of boring. I like the goose story better.
Well, it dumbs it down for me. I need that. It brings it down to my level a little bit. You get into postmodernism, and now you're talking, you know, literature, and you're talking about, you know, different authors. And I looked up the goal of postmodernism as a philosophy. Rejects concepts of rationality, objectivity, and universal truth. When you are rejecting universal truth, you are dangerous. You are dangerous. What is truth? You know, there's no right or wrong. There's no truth. There's no, it's scary stuff. But I like the geese example. Fred, you did not disappoint with what is woke. You did not.
The postmodernist world is in a two camps.
Through the eyes
two
of
worldviews. Worldview of Jesus and the worldview without him.
There you go. Exactly right. Appreciate that, Fred. There's a lot of wokeness in New York City, but the good news is when you travel with like-minded folks that share your values, it is cathartic as a way to be an antidote to woke. And we're going to do it again. Getting down there are the days for you to sign up. So harvest is done. Come along. Join Scott and Maria Hennen. Lee from Bismarck, Lee's from Fargo. Get out there and see Ellis Island and circle around the Statue of Liberty, Trump Tower, the Rockets. That'll fill your bucket. The Christmas Spectacular, the Christmas Story right there, pretty amazing. Another Broadway show. We're going to see a lot. Go see our friends from Newsmax, speaking through of the non-woke media. You want to go, text me right now, 237-1590, 237-1590.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Your mind has a question for you.
There's something happening here.
Something happening right here.
A
whole lot of oil and gas activity benefiting every corner of North Dakota. Did you know that? That's right. It's the Bakken. No. What comes out of the ground in the Bakken fuels every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Schools. Water projects. Roads and bridges. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas Advancing the Possibilities. I have a definition of woke for you. It is the climate activists who disregard thousands and thousands of years of temperatures going up and temperatures going down and weather patterns and systems, and they think, we are the reason this is happening.
Actually, billions of years.
Thank you. Yeah, good point. And Joe Manchin gave the folks on MSNBC a little lesson on this the other day related to coal. Clean, beautiful coal, affordable, reliable energy. This is the antidote to woke right here. When you talk about climate change and the environment and all the things they wish to do, listen to this. This is great.
We agree on basically climate bill that basically uses technology, not just eliminating certain fuels, but technology to use them cleaner so the world will use them cleaner. Because the world is using more fossil than ever before. And if the United States of America doesn't find a pathway forward and a breakthrough in technology, then the world will get much worse because 90% of pollution will come from Asia, which is going to be really from China. China has 3,000 coal-fired plants. We have 500. And my environmental friends will make you believe that the 500, and they're the cleanest ones in the world, the 500 are polluting the whole world. They're just not being accurate.
The 500 that we have here are polluting the whole world.
That's what they would want you to think. Yeah.
The 3,000 in China that are unregulated, yeah, we have no control over. There's going to be more of that. He nailed that. So great.
Well, can we talk about the 100 million mopeds running around China, too, spurting out two-cycle, no emission standards at all, anywhere, and Mongolia and India and Pakistan and on down the list? Can we talk about that?
He also went on to say, do you have the child tax credit explanation? It's pretty good, where he's saying, this quote-unquote reconciliation bill they're trying to ram through, and Nancy Pelosi right now is trying to explain away the election results and talk about how, Democrats lost because they didn't do enough bad stuff. Yeah, good one. Just keep down that path, will you? And shredding any sense of normalcy, rule of order, anything in Congress and ramming this stuff through. Does it make any sense? Joe Manchin says no. Let me give you an example.
Want me to play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And paid family leave. Is that a deal breaker for you?
Well, there's so many things that they're throwing back in because that's their constituent. I mean, they have a caucus over there, and they should basically work the bills as they see fit. I don't begrudge anybody for doing that, but they shouldn't begrudge me for saying this is not the right place for this piece of legislation. I believe in family leave. I believe people should have that opportunity. But I've seen states that have already done it in America. I've seen countries around the world that have already done it. Can't we find a better position for this and do this in a bipartisan and in a process that works? Because here's what we're talking. We're talking about unpaid family leave now. That's going to add an awful lot to the debt that we already have at $29 trillion. They talk about Medicare expansion. I would love to be able to expand Medicare if we had our financial house in order, but when you have a report from the CBO that you're going to be basically insolvent in Medicare by 2026, and you want me to add more on to it that will make it insolvent quicker, I've got people in West Virginia, Mika, that's their lifeline. Their lifeline is Social Security and Medicare, and I'm doing everything I can in my power to protect it and get those on solid financial grounds so people can depend on it. Then we can expand.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call a dinosaur. A Democrat talking about, well, wait a minute, why would we expand Medicare when we're already going insolvent with Medicare? We need to get our fiscal house in order here. Wait a minute, child tax credits? The idea that we have more debt to fund them? No, hard stop. But he's a lonely, lonely voice, that guy. Talking some truth right there. Tons of texts on the questions of the day here. And more calls welcome to 2580550. Let me get to some of these texts. You can always text us to 2371590. Amen to woke with Jesus. There's a good woke. Texter says, do I know anyone who is woke? Absolutely. Mayor Tim Mahoney, Arlett Preston, and John Strand. Arlett Preston and John Strand would be my definition of woke. You're right. I don't think Mayor Mahoney. Mayor Mahoney would be more of a Joe Manchin kind of Democrat, in my view. Texture says, woke equals veiled, Neverland. Too much trouble to think anything through for them. I guess that utopian view, right? Utopian kind of, yeah, got it. Another text, woke is nothing more than people who haven't had to experience real hard times, inventing ways to blame others for their failure to succeed in the greatest country on the planet. Refusing to accept blame for their actions and responsibility for their own decisions, stupid should hurt. That's a whole lot of common sense right there from this great audience. What's on your mind? I'm going to read it one more time. Woke is nothing more than people who haven't had to experience real hard times inventing ways to blame others for their failure to succeed in the greatest country on the planet. Refusing to accept blame for their actions and responsibility for their own dumb decisions. Stupid should hurt. God bless you. Wow. It's the victim mentality. I'm a victim. I'm oppressed.
I need a trophy too. And you're not going to tell me what to do either.
Another listener says, when Doug Burgum doesn't protect female athletes in North Dakota from transgenders, that's woke. When Fargo Commissioner John Strand said the next police chief should be a woman, not only a woman, but a black woman, not only a black woman, but a lesbian black woman for police chief, that's prime example of wokeness. Did John Strand say that? I don't recall ever hearing that. It's a humorous example of what wokeism would be, but I don't believe John Strand said that. If he should, I should know it.
And you know, that's...
You ever heard that?
No, I haven't, but that's going away from the best person, the content of character.
That's wokeism.
Things that we've always lived by for decades now. We're going away from CRT as opposed to content of character.
Identity politics.
Bingo.
Yeah, we're going to categorize people into silos here. Another texter says, I still remember the night Carville was on CNN, beginning the personal destruction of Monica's life when news of the blue dress broke and he had to go silent. James Carville is a classic liberal, but I take it as refreshing when a classic liberal, longtime Democrat, says this woke stuff is nuts. And by the way, we're getting our butt handed to us all across the country. School board elections, judges. And guess what old Joe says, and Nancy Pelosi today, Damn the torpedoes. We didn't do enough. That's good, folks. That's good. Trevor's out in the oil patch, wants to contribute to this conversation. Hello, Trevor. What's on your mind? Do we have wokeness in North Dakota, Trevor, out there in the oil patch?
Well, not out here, because we're all smart. We know how to work.
God bless you.
But there is a small glimmer of hope that there actually some of them are waking up. Because I heard the other day that the new mayor-elect for New York City said that when he goes into office on January 1st, he wants to revisit the mask mandate and the vaccine mandate for the city employees.
I saw that, too. I saw that, too. And I also noticed the rules related to federal contractors. Any business that does deals with the federal government, has contracts from the federal government, is mandated for the mask. They're now saying, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, if you heard this anywhere, I hadn't heard it before, but if those employees don't get the vaccine, then they need some kind of testing protocol. All right. Now we're saying there's another little sliver here. It's a lot better than saying, no vax, you're fired. That's just flat wrong. Flat wrong. So
but then he comes out, but then he doubles down yesterday and decides that he's going to start pushing that mandate for the 100 employees.
But with this caveat, so there is an out. It's sort of like a vax mandate where you have a religious, you know, philosophical,
yeah,
religious or health reason. There should be that. That to me is a sign of hope.
I think testing or whatever has always been an option or part of it, but it's either get the jab or go through hoop after hoop after hoop. You know. Or a hurdle to get tested every week or whatever. So they're making it very difficult, I think, to do that.
Trevor, keep standing up against the woke world in which we live. You're a refreshing
always
voice
will.
Out there. All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
God bless you. I don't know the particulars on the chances of success on this, but some Republican members of Congress are challenging the Biden vaccine mandate. Senator Kramer, Senator Hoeven, part of this. And what it would do is disapprove and nullify the vaccine mandate on private employers through something called the Congressional Review Act. This is a process Congress has to say, there is an executive branch rule. We're going to take up the effort to undo it. Now, if this is available to us, why aren't we doing this on all of Biden's vaccine mandates? I'm sorry, not back. Yeah, all of his vaccine mandates, but all of his executive orders. So that's why I'm a little confused on the chances of success for this. Once Biden issues his rule to officially mandate vaccine requirements for employees at private businesses with 100 or more, the rule affects 80 million Americans and imposes a $14,000 fine for those who do not comply. Kramer says, once again, President Biden is stretching the limit of his legal authority to mandate Americans and business owners into compliance. We know that. At a time when businesses are struggling to find workers and keep up with demand, the administration further shrinking the workforce by forcing Americans to choose between their job and their personal health care decisions. The Biden administration does not have the constitutional authority to take this action. Our resolution seeks to protect personal liberty, our economy, and the Constitution. God bless you. I'm glad they're happy. This is, by the way, a long list of Republican senators that are part of this. But what are the chances this succeeds? And if it does, why aren't we using it to stop other onerous, unconstitutional scams that Biden is trying to do by executive order? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the chances are succeeding here. Tomorrow, Senator Kevin Kramer will be on with Todd and Kevin. I'll be in Arizona at Parents Weekend with the youngest member of the Hennon family down there at Arizona State. So.
Uncle Kevin, Uncle Todd wanted to go too, but really didn't get in.
Come along for all those Parents Weekend.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that too.
Let us help you too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. All veterans, active duty, guard and reserve, police, EMS, firefighters. Hey, join us November 11th. You're invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings. It'll be the Bismarck Elks. You do need tickets. They're free, but they are limited. Get them now. Quality in Action Movers, Valley Sport and Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Northwest Contracting, or on the strip at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Show your proof of service. Pick up a ticket for you and a guest to join me and Scott and the gang at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac.
That's going to be great fun. Celebrating, yes. Honoring our veterans. And if your mouth is watering over that turkey dinner, you say, I can't wait. I need a good lunch today, Scott. What would you do? How about meatloaf dinner in Harwood, I-29? PetroServe USA location, 12th Avenue, beef noodle today. Oof, that's tempting. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City. Chicken fettuccine at the PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Pollock filet in Glendon. Oh, that flaky breaded pollock filet. Mac and beef in Yulin today. There's some of the home cooking, grab and go convenience you'll find at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Emailer says, is wokeism finally dead? The election in Virginia and New Jersey seem to say so. People are sick and tired of the division being taught by the left in schools and on all types of media. They're tired of hearing that there's 60-plus genders when anyone else that has a brain knows there's only two.
60-plus?
God made male.
I thought we were down to five.
Anyone that thinks there are more than that has a mental illness and needs help. They are sick of hearing that anyone that is white is born a racist and that any one race is superior over another. God made all people and he created them equal. God did not give anyone equal outcomes. Outcomes are a product of choices people make. Oh, he's cooking with gas now, he or she. And how much effort they put into their choices. Let me say that again. Outcomes are a product of choices people make and how much effort they put into their choices. Some people make great CEOs, others great mechanics or builders. That does not make one better than another. They just develop different skills. I hope we can all settle down and just be Americans.
And the vast majority of people in this country think exactly that.
They do.
Exactly that. But again, the very few people that are woke, that have big microphones and big cameras and big companies promoting them, they have all the they take all the air out of the room. Period.
Texter says, how do you account for the Cass County high count in COVID positives? Could it be the no mask mandate in Fargo for students? 805 new positives in Cass County today. Children are petri plates, but they don't show it because that's the way COVID treats kids, but they infect. I think you're talking about the no mask mandate in West Fargo for students. And if you're wondering about data and comparisons, Fargo School District, about the same size as West Fargo. West Fargo is slightly bigger. West Fargo does not have a school mask mandate. It's optional, and there are relatively few kids that are doing that. The only exception, by the way, is they do mask up particular classrooms if they have cases of COVID in those classes. But I think the most telling statistic that can tell you what the truth is on masks is about half the cases of COVID are in the school with no mask mandate versus the mask mandate school of Fargo. Ding, 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 ding.
Don't care.
Woke is how China's invading our country, says another one. Healthcare workers either vaccinate or lose their job. No test out policy. Another texter says, I know a lot of woke people, but I used to live in Seattle for a while. The way I see it, there are three levels, with the middle being a wide span. Woke. Many are very smart people, but they lack common sense. They grew up being told they're the best, got participation trophies, use emotion to make decisions.
Thank you.
Ignorant. This is the level most people are at. And it includes people who are woke and are waking up to, ironically, not be woke. They still fall for a lot of propaganda. The middle is the ones who don't pay so much attention to what's going on, just live and fall for some propaganda here and there. The next level of middle is people who see what's going on but aren't well-researched enough to be based in truth and still fall for some propaganda.
Those that don't believe their own eyes.
Based. This is what we should be striving for, to be truly free. They see all the evil going on, call it out, and have to deal nonstop with those who don't get it yet. I'm not all the way based yet, but I'm working my way there. Another listener. Woke is a teenager telling a parent they don't know anything. When calculators became common in the 80s, my dad, born in 1988, double-checked the calculator using his mind. I double-checked my mind with the calculator. Texas says federal employees didn't have the testing option, and I know of one employee that was told verbally that religious and medical exemptions were going to be denied. We have another texter on that front talking about XL Energy and a new rule, no doubt because of the federal contract thing, I would guess. I don't know. Where is that here? Seconds left. And so many texts, so many comments, so little time. Ask another texter. Ask Superintendent Hornbacher from Bismarck Public Schools if he's woke. Have him explain why he had 3 in-service days to train his staff to be less white.
I've been trying to get him on, but...
You and K-Pride Cafe, Austin, what's on your mind? You're exactly right. Here it is. Scott, I'm an XL Energy employee. We just got told today that if you don't get vaccinated by December 8th, you're done. Where does it stop? I've been in contact with 4 different people that have had the same problems. That's why they're having the We the People rally Monday, calling on the legislature to stop it and others. Keep fighting, folks. God bless you.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's November auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in North Dakota and Minnesota, excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, and excellent crop and hunting land in Stark County, and 2 exceptional ranches in Montana. Don't forget all of these auctions and many more auctions at Pfeiffer's.com or call a Pfeiffer's agent, 877-700-4099.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.